From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon, Peter McIntyre with you once again. In a few minutes, we'll turn to God's Word and consider the subject, the halfway Christian. First, here's Catherine Mitchell singing, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Three verses from God's Word which I would like to share with you this afternoon. The first is found in Hosea 7 verse 8. Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. The second is found in Revelation 3 verse 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. The third is found in the book of Galatians chapter 5 in the verse 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? May the Lord add His own blessing to these readings from His precious word. I want to talk to you about the halfway Christian, the one who says that they are saved and yet holds so much back from Jesus Christ. In these passages which I have read, we have three pictures of the halfway Christian. The first picture is found in Hosea chapter 7, the verse 8, where we read about the cake half-baked. Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Here, the children of Israel are known by the name Ephraim. Just imagine yourself eating a cake. The top of it is beautiful, golden brown. But when you sink your teeth into it, you discover dough. The cake has been half-baked, half-cooked. The job has not been finished. And the Lord is saying that Israel, in the days of Hosea, were just like that. They seemed to be good. They seemed to be godly. They seemed to be fearing the Lord. They seemed to be doing the right things, making the right noises. But they were only half-baked. They weren't out and out for the Lord. The reason for this was they were corrupted by outward associations. Notice that this verse says that Ephraim hath mixed himself among the people. And the prophet went on to write in the following verse, strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, grey hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth it not. He had been polluted by the heathen nations round about. He had allowed their ways and their practices to influence him. Therefore, he lost out with God. One of the things that can sorely damage the testimony of a Christian is his friends. Now, I am not saying that Christians should not have friends amongst people who are non-Christians. That's not what I'm saying at all. In fact, if believers are to win unbelievers for Jesus Christ, they should cultivate friendships in the world, that they might win them for Jesus. But, listen to me, a Christian should never become so closely entangled with the unconverted that their way of life influences him, molds him, and shapes him. And this is what happened to Ephraim. He became so close to these other ungodly nations that he became entangled with them. And therefore, he became corrupt, and he became like a cake, half-baked. You see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and the verse 14, Paul wrote to the Christians at Corinth, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Christians should be careful who they get into partnership with. Christians should be careful who they get into relationships with. Christians should watch their lives, lest they become influenced for ill, because it is a tragedy if one who takes on the name of Jesus becomes like the cake, half-baked. And then in Revelation chapter 3, verse 16, we discover the believer likened to water half-boiled. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. The Lord was writing a letter here, via the instrumentality of St. John, to the church at Laodicea. And the church at Laodicea was a very wealthy church. They had loads of money in the bank. In today's terms, they would have had a beautiful building full of the finest furniture. The people would have been well-heeled people, as we would say in this part of the world. Yet, there was something wrong. They were lukewarm. They were neither cold. They did not seem to be worldly outwardly. They had not slipped into outward sin. Yet they were not hot. They were not enthusiastic for God and for prayer and for spiritual things. Now, God was so disgusted by this that he said, you're lukewarm. You're neither cold nor hot. I'll spit you out of my mouth. Someone once said that lukewarmness was the sin that made God vomit. And this is exactly what God is saying here. Imagine drinking a cup of tea. It's not cold. It's not hot. It's just tepid. And oh, how disgusting it is. That's how God regards the sin of lukewarmness. Ephraim was corrupted by outward associations. Laodicea was corrupted by self-reliance. You see, the problem with Laodicea was that this church looked at their money, looked at their wealth and said, I have everything. I don't need more. And therefore, they relaxed. Their enthusiasm became cool. Christians in this part of the world need to be careful about this. We have so much. God has prospered our country. We have wealth, which our grandfathers would have thought unattainable for people from Ireland. We have nice homes. We have what we need. We have more than we need. All these gifts have come from above. And yet we can sit back and relax and think that we need nothing else. When in reality, the secret to spiritual strength is not material possessions, but spiritual gain. We need to know more of Christ, more of his ways. We need to win souls for Christ. We need to be enthusiastic. but material things, if we put them before spiritual things, can cool that enthusiasm and can cause us to become lukewarm. We need to watch this, lest we commit the sin that makes God vomit. The third picture we have of the halfway Christian here is the race half run. In Galatians 5 and 7, Paul said to the Christians at Galatia, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth?" The Galatian believers had been at one time very zealous. In fact, they were so zealous that Paul said, "If it had been possible, you would have plucked the eyes out of your head and give them to me." And yet the apostle mournfully wrote concerning their backsliding. They were not what they once were. He said, "You once ran so well for the gospel, but your running has slowed up. You have not obeyed the truth." Ephraim was corrupted by outward associations. Laodicea was corrupted by self-reliance. But the Galatian believers were corrupted by actual sin. They did not obey the truth. They had lost out with God. Here Paul likens, as he often did, the Christian life to a race. But the Christian life is not a sprint. The Christian life is a marathon. It's an endurance test. Those who take on the name of Jesus must be in it for the long haul. It's not enough to go well for a few months or a few years. God expects us to keep going for a lifetime, following after Jesus Christ. These Galatians did well for a time. They were praying, they were studying, they were following Jesus. And then they sinned, they backslid, they fell away, and their race was hindered. Writing to the Hebrews in chapter 12, verse 1, Paul said, if you're to run this race, this Christian race, you need to lay aside every weight, the sin which doth so easily beset you. We will not be able to go on with God if we're saved, if we hold on to sin. It's an impossibility. We have to lay the sin aside. We must repent of it. And we must follow after God. Tell me today, am I addressing someone who has professed Jesus Christ? Someone who takes on themselves the name Christian, and yet you're not out and out. You're just content to take on Christ and have this world. Are you like the cake half baked? Are you like the water half boiled? Are you like the race half run? Maybe you once did so well, now you've lost out. Will you not come again to Jesus and give yourself to him afresh? There's no life like the Christian life. And if you are a true Christian, you will not be happy in the world. You see, the thing about Christianity is, the Christian is spoilt for the world. He can't enjoy the world. And if he's not living for Christ, he's not enjoying his Christianity either. He's in the middle. And the person who is in the middle is never a happy person. Take Christ in totality, or don't take him at all. Oh, come and be restored to your first love. And follow after Jesus. Make him Lord and King of your life. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.